A mostly bare apartment, the site of an FBI stakeout. Agents 1 and 2 are wiring their compatriot, Agent Reuben Sanders, for sound with a hidden microphone.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yeah, we can hear him.
Okay, all you gotta do is get him to talk about the D'Ambrosia hit, alright? This guy is going down, but you gotta watch yourself. This is a dangerous man.
For the last year, I've been studying these guys. I know the way they move, I know the way they walk, I know the way they talk. I'm gonna get them.
Alright, Sanders, get your coat on, let's do this.
As Sanders leaves, the remaining agents discuss the mission.
You really think he can do it?
Yeah, he's the best in the biz.
Cut to interior. A mafioso hangout filled with wise guys playing cards and making coffee. Mr. Oh, wow, I knew it was going to skip on this.
Tanucci is
holding court. My brain didn't process the keys. I'm sorry.
That's not in the script. Anyway. So this guy is a real computer whiz. He's one of the first to get with this internet gambling stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
This guy, I never heard of him.
Don't worry, he comes recommended. We're going to get in on the ground floor of this whole new wave of internet casinos.
A knock on the door sends Gino over to open it, revealing Agent Sanders, now in disguise as a wise guy.
Hey, how you guys doing? Let me just put down this meatball sub here with extra mozzarella. Hey!
Sanders tosses a paper bag containing a sandwich to a wise guy.
All right, have a seat.
Oh, forget about it.
What?
Sorry I'm late, fellas. I was at my guma's place. We just finished up dinner. We had some raviolis, some rigatonis, and some ricearonis. Forget about it.
Hey, why do you keep saying forget about it?
Never mind that. I heard you was a man of business, which is why I agreed to meet with you. But I'd like to know who I'm getting into business with. Where are you from?
Hey, it's me, Tony Lasagna, from the neighborhood.
What neighborhood?
You know, Little Italy.
I grew up in Little Italy. I didn't see you around too much.
Come on, we used to play stickball together behind the Olive Garden with, you know, Pauly Walnuts, Rocky Balboa, the Mario Brothers. They were all there. Donkey Kong, Vinny Testaverde, Maron.
All right, already. Let's get back to this internet casino business.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
Exactly. Let's talk of business. Forget about it.
Forget about what?
I'm just busting beans over here. Varare, cantare, yo.
Cut to interior into the stakeout apartment where the other agents are listening to Sanders singing and grimacing in embarrassment. Cut to interior of the mafioso hangout once again where Tanucci is getting frustrated.
Quit fooling around and tell me more about this internet casino business.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
That there is, but first, I want to tell you a little story.
Classic Italian Godfather-like music plays from off-screen.
When I was young, I had to hide out in Sicily. I married a beautiful farm girl named Apollonia. I taught her how to speak English. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. She'd take her top off in front of the mirror, and she had these perfectly round yabos. Then they blew her up in a car. So I came to America and married a girl named Diane Keaton.
Cut to the stakeout apartment, where the agents are shaking their head in disbelief. Cut to the mafioso hangout, where music has stopped and the wise guys are getting suspicious.
I don't know about you.
Forget about it! I'm busting beans!
Stop saying busting beans!
Forget about it!
Stop saying that too!
You know, here.
You get too nervous. If you don't relax, we're gonna have to put you in a pair of Depends. I'm funny, huh?
He's a funny guy.
What? I'm funny? How am I funny?
Funny, you know.
No, I don't know. You said it. Funny how? Like I'm clowning around here to amuse you or what? Tell me what the hell is so funny about me. I'm just busted beans. Forget about it.
I still think this guy's working for the feds.
Oh, yeah. I'm working for the FBI. My real name is Agent Reuben Sanders.
Reuben Sanders. That's hilarious.
You know what? I'm trying to record you through this wire.
Tony opens his shirt to reveal the hidden wire and microphone to the wise guys.
I'm trying to get you, Mr. Tanucci, to admit you killed Carlo D'Ambrosio.
Yeah, and I suppose I'm just going to pick up this microphone from your shirt here and tell the FBI how I was just going to do it. And tell the FBI how I killed Carlo 2 months ago and had him buried under the Secaucus ramp on the New Jersey Turnpike. And I suppose that the FBI is here to take me away.
Just then, there's a knock on the hideout door. Sure enough, agents storm into the building and begin arresting wise guys.
Oh, it is them.
Mr. Tanucci, you're under arrest for the murder of Carlo D'Ambrosio.
I can't believe you tricked me, you rat piece of garbage. I trusted you like a son. I let you in and you betrayed me. I bet you ain't even married to Diane Keaton.
Take him out of here.
Finish cuffing Tanucci and take him away.
I didn't agree with your methods, but you got the job done.
Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. We have to move on to our next mission, infiltrating the Chinese mafia. Henceforth, you will know me as Hong Kong Afui.
Sanders bows with his hands folded and gong sounds everywhere off screen.
Or list what it says.
I wanted it so bad just to hear
it's really
Cody.
It's hard to read when you're laughing.
A Honga Konga Fooey.
That's the hard part about it, is trying not to end up fucking busting out laughing.
Oh, God.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's Sunday.
Ain't nobody listening no more.
It's not.
You know what time it is? That's just horse time on the Podzilla 1985 Network. It's a show where we laugh about nothing and drink. My name is Shannon Young.
That's right.
I'm Shannon Young today, and I want to say that the racist character played by Cody Sandusky and his feelings towards that character and his desire to play that character do not reflect on the rest of the Podzilla 1985 cast. Also with us tonight, Double H.
Show. Yeah, there's a lot of money in that.
The Kaz Man.
Yo.
And at least for tonight, Cody Sandusky.
Hi, I'm former U.S. Senator candidate Cody Sandusky. I would like to remind you once again, Hong Kong Phooey. Have a good night.
Running a red state, you'll win by landslide.
Yeah, I really don't think you have much to worry about, Cody.
Hey, Cass, good news, buddy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hello, Ethan. Oh, Ethan in the chat said, God, he actually did it, the poor lad. Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to introduce Lindsay or no?
Oh, and...
No, I fucked up enough. It's fine.
Yeah, you've acted up quite a bit lately. Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi. I'm here.
I think my biggest problem
is
that
one of these days I'll remember how to read.
I hated it, and I think Hunter picked up on it too. She kept saying mafiosa or whatever.
Mafioso. You said mafioso every time.
It's that whatever. Again, reading is hard today.
By the way, Cody, you absolutely, if you ever need to create an acting portfolio, I need it to be the speech that begins, when I was young, I had to hide out in Sicily. Yeah, don't worry, Hunter, I'll add that to my tapes. So then I came to America and I married a girl named Diane Keaton.
I like he was married to Apollonia and taught her how to speak English Monday, Tuesday.
Every time, by the way, that I had to listen to that or write that, I know the scene from The Godfather, but all I can think of is the dude from Aqua Teen. I can't remember the
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No wait, he's not finished.
It's just 1 week. Thank you. That's pretty much honestly it. I just wanted Cody. Wanted Cody to do that.
Good show, everybody.
That was the whole reason. He's got to read the names.
That's true. What is Cody reading the names?
Here we go.
Oh yeah,
he's been doing it.
Cody, if you'll read it,
turn it over to him.
If you'll read it as Cody Lasagna, please.
Cody Lasagna. Well, hold on a second, boys. I got to change the name in real time. No, I'll leave that to other people. So starting from the.
Well, if you're new to the show, we maybe have new listeners. Yep. This is the part of the show where we have a chat that we're all in, and whenever we hear a funny name, we change it to that in the chat. Sometimes on the show, you'll hear us say, I got to go change the name. And Cody is about to read the names as they are now. Thank you, Cody.
All right. Starting in the order that I see them, Double H is ass deep in elegance. Shannon Young is Bruce Springsteen. Jesse Kimball is Whack'em Raccoon. Kaz is, from the pre-show, a wall of jerkies of different varieties.
Yeah.
Tanner Calvert, the man himself, is Jean-Claude Van Bean. Stephen Bright is Small Bee Children. Asa Gray, also from the pre-show, Beaver Nuggets. Bob is Junderwear. Zach Kurgis is Midge. Heath and Craig Miles is Big Dong Alucard. Lindsay Wolfgang is Twink Frog.
I was going to say, am I still Twink Frog?
You're still Twink Frog. Yeah.
Shelby Kimball is, and he discovers an elf.
I like that one. Finally,
again, fitting with the political talk, Cody Sandusky is crab ass for democracy.
Oh, that's classic.
Oh,
Kaz, what you just dropped there in the Discord, I got you, homie. It's already done.
He's got two.
It's already happened.
He's got two of the four.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the four.
I was bringing it forward to reality.
My Wednesday night D&D group cracked open their dog meat commander box during our Wednesday night session.
That's this guy right here.
Yeah.
Jesse's got one. Asa's got. I think Asa has the other two. I don't have.
He does.
He bought the exact opposite two. Yeah. I don't have. So. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I do have something we can kind of talk about if you want.
Well,
I'm dropping a link in the, chat there.
And what I was going to talk about really quick was the fact that I haven't slept in like 3 days. That's important to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else you got? As a general rule, never mind.
Not reading this one, you sons of bitches.
I changed my mind.
BuzzFeed dropped this article earlier today. The clothing store Free People has started selling for this season what they call micro shorts. Now, Lindsay, you're a fashionista. You would know that these are just hot pants, right? That's all they are. These already happened once. Just we don't need pants, a new name for them.
And if you have thighs at all, they're going to be chafed and screaming within 2 minutes of wearing them.
Hello, Dalton.
Yeah, the comment is disgusting.
Are so good. If you go through the articles, some of the variations of them, ladies, we baking bread all summer with all this yeast. As a general rule, I prefer my shorts and skirts to be longer than my tampon string.
Y'all, I just got a CVS receipt 126 times longer than the inseam.
There's not enough monostat in the world for these shorts to exist.
Oh, Jesus. Good Lord.
If you wear these to my house, I'm going to disinfect where you sat.
I mean, that's denim underwear.
So that's where Bob's name came from, because in the comments to the comments, someone goes, that's denim underwear, and the comment underneath it just said, genderwear. And that sent me. It was too much.
Yep.
Janties was funny, but genderwear was the one that
was great. Yeah, Lindsay, you're so all I can see is the protective, like, groin guard that boxing trainers wear. That's all I see, just in denim.
Oh, you know
Mike Tyson pushed the shit out of a guy wearing those in 1986 before a fight.
And I need to point out that, again, of course, it's Free People, so it's a place that's already charging too much for whatever. These things are $50.
Yeah.
$50.
That much worth of material there.
But if Kanye West put it out, it would be somehow even less textured and be five times the price.
Uh-huh. Yes, correct.
And people would buy that shit.
Dumbasses would buy it.
Dalton says denim underwear was the name of Shannon's EDM group. No.
No.
Hang up on this turkey.
Hang up on this liar.
I am glad.
Michaela's got the winner. Michaela has the winner with John Cena's new wrestling shorts.
Yeah. That's Joan Cena's right there. I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad Dalton is in the group chat, though, because starting next week, I'm excited. We're going to have a new segment on the show.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And he's going to love it.
On this show?
On this show. It has to be this show so people can see us. So,
okay.
I know Hunter is aware of this. I think most of the group is aware of this, but there was a former YouTube channel. I don't remember the name of it, and it no longer exists, but we found like an archive of their videos, and it's ETC Archive. And again, I don't remember what the name of it is. It was some kind of takeoff of, was it Machinima? Something takeoff of that.
Sure, probably.
But he... get to you in a second, Dalton. But they did a great video on there occasionally called Creepy Text Theater. And I think this needs to come back because this was fantastic. What it is, it was from a Reddit called Straight White Boys Texting. And it was the absolute worst text, but real text between like men and women. Most of the time it was men hitting on women and they would act them out like we do at the beginning with the cold open. We're going to bring that back next week, and I'm volunteering myself and Lindsay to do it because I think once the other cast members hear some of the things we say, they won't want to be part of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm out.
I will transcribe the entire thing for you. I'm not reading it.
Oh, you don't have to because we're not doing the ones that they did. We're going to be doing new ones. Because, yes.
So you're going to like write some or what?
Oh, no, we don't have to write them.
He's going to find new ones.
He's going to go to Straight White Boys Texting. I'm going to pick out the best of the best and we're going to read them.
Well, okay. Yeah. So you won't need them. I got you.
We won't need them transcribed. Yeah.
You go nuts. You have fun.
I know.
I'll take the week off.
I know Lindsay's, you're not going to be there for it. You can just get off camera.
I'll be here. Yeah. But I'm saying I won't have to transcribe a sketch for the week. I'll take the week off for that.
I know Lindsay's down for it because she's fearless and has no attachments to anyone that could get her in trouble.
The other part.
I'm going to volunteer Dalton to come on the show and do it because that would be funny to me because I know Dalton's not going to be able to keep a straight face through any of it. And that's half the fun. Now we just need another girl to come on and do it.
Can we get Mandy to come back? She would do it.
She would do it. Mandy has said some heinous shit. And I think she would be good for it. Dalton, also, I'm down to do Ready to Rumble for the Extras and Epilogues. Yeah, listen, we know. We thanked you.
We know. We're aware.
We're aware. We thank you for that. So
we're doing it for Shit Fuck September, if I remember correctly.
Yes, because it's an awful film. It's an awful film. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, Shannon, I forgot all about this. Some of the months throughout the year, because this is the first year we've tried to do, you know, beginning to end. We started Extras and Epilogues in July of last year. So we're doing themed months this month, this year, and we had options for some of the months. Like, for example, next month we've decided to go with Animation April instead of APE Rule. That'll be next year when
I liked APE Rule.
I liked April too. We'll do it next year.
But then Lindsay had to walk in here and play the race card. And all of a sudden now we got to do animation.
We had two options for September because one of them was going to be worst of the worst. We agreed September is the worst month of the year, and so we were going to do like intentionally terrible movies. But we also were going to do SNL September. Because we had a whole list of SNL movies too.
Sometimes those go hand in hand.
There's some overlap. Yeah. Right. There's definitely some overlap there.
Yeah.
Especially if we did things like It's Pat or Stuart Saves His Family.
You beat me with It's Pat. That's the first one that came to mind.
It's Pat is the worst SNL film by far. Yeah, I believe. I don't get it. I don't know.
You get it. It's just not. It's not worth getting. Yeah. You know exactly what they're doing. It's just not worth getting. That's the problem.
Warning.
Is a Mega Man villain coming up?
This is indicative of what this show used to be. It was just me trying to break Shannon for an hour straight on Friday night.
But we've cut it down to 30 minutes.
That's true.
So
we've cut it down quite a bit, which is for the best, honestly. We got video games to play, and
I think Horse Time gave us some of our best moments of all time, though. Honestly, I'll never forget the saga of the forging of a warrior horse. That was one of the all time great Podzilla 1985 moments right there.
We got that book sold, man.
We did. We sold them out.
That's true.
Sold them out.
We don't even have any more. I wonder if he ever wrote anything else. I'm gonna find out.
Hopefully wrote an apology.
See, you wanted to go look see if he wrote anything else. I was going to look to see if he had more copies in stock.
Well, as soon as I pulled it up on Amazon, it said, "We're sorry, an error has occurred. Please reload this page and try again."
Cass, I was going to say,
you can buy the paperback of it. Yeah, so...
Cass, do you still have your copy?
Yeah, it's in the house, but yeah, I still got it. Absolutely.
Apparently, it has been restocked because I can purchase a paperback of it right now. There are also new and used versions.
You know what happened, right?
What?
So what happened was we ended up selling it, like getting it sold out. It probably surprised him. He was like, why is there so much demand now?
I'm hotter than ever.
And so he had to restock.
Yeah.
But it came and went as fast as anyone's giving a shit about reading it. And so he's probably got a whole box of it in his back room that no other one sold.
He's just
saying you can get the Kindle version instantly. Like if you want the Kindle one, you can get it right now.
Cass, I like to think that because he sold the two books, which sold out of the entire stock, he thought, well, I'm on a hot roll now. Daddy's on a gravy train with biscuit wheels. So he ordered six to eight boxes of them. When he goes home at night from his job at what I assume is a gas station or a Subway, he walks
and
into his house.
Like that fucking meme where he's like with the champagne, he kisses a girl.
Yes.
Hang on. It's on Goodreads. Someone reviewed it on Goodreads, and it's a legitimate review. Now, here's the thing. They gave it 5 stars.
Of course.
5 out of 5 stars. It has only one review. Yeah. But allow me to add. According to Stephanie Kerr, and this was July 22nd of 2022, which would have been around the time that we were talking about this, I think, or at least within a couple of years of it.
Yeah.
She says, and I quote, "In Alexander, the forging of a warrior president, an orphan baby named Alexander is left on the doorstep of the widow of a great military man. She raises the baby as her own and trains him to be a military man. When he is 10 years old, she sends him to take the entrance exam for an exclusive military school. The children who fail the exam are put to death violently, and those who pass are put through 4 years of grueling military training. Alexander passes easily and quickly becomes the greatest student in the academy. He leads his class to victory in every game and catches the attention of the world government leaders who recruit him to be the head of the president's secret service. This begins Alexander's time at the forefront of world affairs, and when the world government gets a message from extraterrestrial visitors, he is prepared." Now, before I go any further, I want to point out real quick, that makes 9 times more sense than anything in that book.
Yeah.
The review makes more sense than anything in the book. Now, she goes on. "I am so torn on how many stars to give this book. On the one hand, I want to give it 1. It was so bad. Every sentence had errors. The plot made no sense. Right out of the bat, a bunch of 10-year-olds were killed off violently for no apparent reason. Aliens came out of nowhere. The main character became president just because the former president picked him to be his replacement, and so much more. I'm not even afraid of spoilers because the entire plot of the book is on the back cover. The worst part was about the author. This man has a degree." I misread it. She says, "I'm assuming an associate's degree," and I was like, oh, what a dig. But then she goes, "But he called it an associative degree."
Oh, God.
An associate's degree.
A co-worker of mine gave me the book to read. The author was a substitute teacher of his in high school. You know where this is going.
Yep.
The man is teaching children, and he cannot put a coherent sentence together. It's baffling. On the other hand, I have never read a work of fiction I wanted to talk about more. I want to tell everyone about this book, and I want everyone to read it so she knows what we went through.
Yep.
The purpose of a fiction novel is entertainment, and I was immensely entertained, though perhaps not in the way the author intended. I loved it in the same way people love bad movies, and I hope this book gains a cult following in the same way those movies do. In fact, I hope they make this book into a movie, but only if everything is kept exactly the same, including the dialogue. So I'm going with 5 stars. It's so bad it surpassed 1 star and looped back around. I highly recommend it to everyone.
Stack Underflowed. What the fuck?
I truly wish Michaela said it needs to be turned into a Tubi movie. No, it needs. I don't think Neil Breen has ever
theatrical support.
He's never optioned a film that he didn't write himself.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. But I want Neil Breen to take a crack at this, because who would better embody Alexander, the warrior president, than Neil Breen?
That's exactly what it should be.
Yeah.
I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to go over to Copilot on Bing and see if it'll draw me Neil Breen as a warrior president.
No.
So I'm going to do this. You guys talk amongst yourselves really quick. I'll be right
and
back.
And maybe we probably talked about this before, but the cover of it always threw me because it looks kind of like Steven.
Yes.
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 Yes. It looks like Steven, the forging of a warrior bright.
Yeah,
no. Guys, it's the forging of the 16 games guy. What the hell are you talking about?
That is a 5-star Super Earth Marshal right there.
That's true. That's true. He is a Brigadier General in the Super Earth Army.
So,
Stephen Rick Martell Bright, his full name, and I expect you guys to treat him with some goddamn respect.
So on a Copilot, there are certain names you can type in that it will not draw pictures of them because the words are flagged. Taylor Swift is one of them. Certain actors,
right?
So is Neil Breen.
No, but they probably do it a lot.
I don't know why you're surprised. This man is so like weird. The AI incarnate. Remember, he's Techno Jesus. He can foresee these things, and he prevented it.
So I just typed in draw Neil Breen to see if it would say anything, and it says. And it did give me a picture of him. It says, certainly, here's a depiction of Neil Breen, the enigmatic filmmaker and actor known for his unconventional and thought-provoking movies. Neil Breen has carved...
Thought-provoking!
Neil Breen has carved out a unique niche in the world of cinema.
They make you think shit.
They make you think, why did I watch this? Creating films that blend elements of science fiction, drama, and surrealism. His work often challenges conventional storytelling. You're fucking right it does! And explores themes of technology, corruption, and existentialism. I love the idea that it often challenges conventional storytelling. What they mean by that is he can't tell a story.
That it explores themes, because that means it doesn't have one. It just kind of circles around one.
Right.
It also says, remember, this artistic representation is inspired by Neil Breen's intriguing persona and doesn't necessarily reflect any specific film character. It's just a picture of Neil Breen. It's a headshot. I've seen this headshot. You didn't draw shit. AI is fake. It's a scam.
Oh.
Did you guys see, and I don't know if like, because pulling up the video now, we'd have to try to watch it. It would be weird. So, BMW has partnered with OpenAI and a couple other groups. There's this like droid effectively that they're testing for their plants, and it's full-on humanoid. It has a head, it has, you know, opposable fingers, all of that stuff, but its speech is what's really interesting. That's where OpenAI comes in. It's called Figure One or Figure 01 or something like that. So there's a video of a guy conversing with it, basically. And the same way that you would converse with like ChatGPT or some other large language model, it does the same thing. It can respond back to you. One of the main things he does is he sets some stuff in front of it and then says, you know, hey, Figure, I'm hungry. Can you help me out? And it picks out, you know, sure, here's an apple, and it gives it to him. but what's interesting about it is when it speaks, I knew something was throwing me. Sarah brought it to my attention as I'm watching it. When it speaks, it includes filler words. So when he asks it afterwards, so why did you choose to give me an apple? Because there was like an apple sitting on a plate with like a fork and a knife and a cup. He asks it, so Figure, why'd you give me the apple? And it thinks for a minute and then it goes, well, it was the only edible thing that I had in front of me. It literally has those little uhs and ums and pauses. It sounds like literal human speech. Hey. And so she goes, how is it doing that? Like, what is your, do you have any idea? First of all, is this real? And I said, yeah, I mean, I'm looking around at the news. Yahoo Finance picked it up. Like, it looks like a legitimate video. I said, here's my guess. If you've ever messed around with any of the large language models, because most of the AI that we fuck around with is art based, but ChatGPT was kind of the main, you know, originator, or at least the dominant one that people glommed onto. If you've ever messed around with them, especially one that is meant to converse, or like if you ask ChatGPT to do a conversation, like rather than just here's a prompt, give me an answer,
it will, you can see when it's like filling in the text, you can see sometimes it will pause and then it will continue. Rather than ending the message, it will write something, it will review what it wrote, and then and it's just a microsecond. But it's the same way that we pause when we're trying to decide what we're going to say, and we say, or like, or, you know, or something like that. And I think what they did was they probably wrote some code into it that says, hey, every time that you stop to think, insert one of these words or insert something like this. And so it sounds like actual conversation. It's a little bit creepy. And I'm going to see, is that what just went in there? No, that's that. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go see if I can find it so you guys can watch it.
I found another website that will do pictures of Neil Breen. And I told it to draw a picture of Neil Breen as a warrior president fighting off a invading alien army. And it's given me some things here.
Is he fighting with a bunch of like Greek Mandalorians?
I like this one because I are those Doctor guns? Are those lightsabers? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no.
Hang on, I gotta go look.
Right, that's Neil Breen as
Doctor Who,
Doctor, but with the hair of the fourth Doctor. He's got Tom Baker's hair.
It looks like all those guys at his feet are just going, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I think instead of calling him Doctor Who, they call him Doctor Why.
Actually, that looks like Jeff Goldblum hair in the 80s.
A little bit.
It also kind of looks like old-ass Elon Musk.
The only way I know to send this to you guys is through this TikTok video, because that's where I saw it, and there's a guy talking over it, so you'll have to watch it in your browser, but this is the video I was talking about. You'll have to actually go to the link, though, to watch it, and it'll take you to the whole thing. But I'll try to see if I can figure out where in there you can kind of hear the pauses. So about, like, 25, 26 seconds in is where he first converses with it.
Well, I guess...
And it's just... It's a little creepy, man.
I'm gonna press play. I'm not going
to
press
play. Yeah, go for it. See what happens. Well, you can't do it on there. You got to go to the link. Yeah, that's just a screenshot for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, shit. Then it's not going to show up then because it's not in my feed. All right. Well, I'll watch it later.
We'll watch it later.
Yeah. We're actually going to get out of here in a second anyway and go defend Super Earth or kill Super Earth or something. I don't know what we're
doing. Funnier to end with.
I tried one
don't
more.
Like
I tried one more
don't
Neil
like
Breen
that.
One, and I don't get this one. We'll put it in here. This shows you the problems with AI, because he's not Neil Breen anymore. He's Neil Breen.
Neil Breen.
I can't wait to.
He's also Neil off character. Yeah, he's Neil.
Yeah, he also looks like a.
He took the I from his first name and put it in his last name for no apparent reason.
He looks like a sports team. Like, that's Tanner's new team in MLB 24.
The Neil Breen.
The Neil Breen. So, okay, Tanner, you heard it here. No, you didn't, because you don't pay attention to this show. You fuck. Well, it's baseball
season.
You should
be on the show.
I got to go.
Tanner is
play the baseball.
When I think of Tanner, I think of Gautier, because now he's just somebody I used to know.
Damn.
Real quick before we get out of here, big announcement tomorrow night. We are going to be live on Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Defending Super Earth and democracy against the commie bugs and the socialist robots. You can find, I don't know who it's going to be. I know it's going to be a combination of us. I plan on just running the stream, depending on how many people show up, and I'll talk to people in the chat. But it's going to be some combination of me, Kaz, Hunter, Steven, Ethan, and Jesse. It's going to be four of those people. I don't know which ones.
Yes.
Other than Steven will be leading us because he's the only one that can save Super Earth.
He's the only one that knows how to play the game, right? Well, we just follow him.
He's 16 games higher than the rest of us.
Oh, he's 160 games higher than the rest of us at this point.
Bad stuff.
The boy's like level 40 something. I think I hit 14 last night, if I remember correctly.
I'm like level 8. Kaz is 6. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a
while. I'll get to fucking 16 eventually sometime next year.
16 games.
16 games. I'll make it happen. All right, well, that's gonna do it for us tonight. But yeah, tomorrow, check back in with us. We're going to be live streaming Helldivers 2 is what I was trying to get at. It's a lot of fun. Yes. Steven suggested that everyone stays in character.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That could be very, very funny. All right. Until then, we're gonna cut the episode off here. Of course, we're gonna keep the live stream going for a little bit longer. You can join us on live stream at facebook.com/podzilla1985. You can see our faces while we tell these jokes and join in on the fun and talk to us, like Derek and Michaela and Dalton and Ethan and others. So we'll see you guys next week. All new episodes. I don't like that.
Oh, don't worry, Diamond.
We'll see you next week on an all new group of episodes. Thank you guys. All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.